Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter, Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49+. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow.
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC Championship winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Flea flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin into his hands. And guess which dogs are barking first?
Now, with the latest from around the world of the SEC and college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake, puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. We are on to week six of the 2024 college football season. It is officially October. We got the Deep South's oldest rivalry on deck, a couple of other top 25 matchups across the SEC that we are going to touch on. We got an awesome show for you. What else would you expect? Jake Fromm coming off a big Monday night football victory. Those Detroit Lions looking damn good. Jared Goff, the QB, set a couple of NFL records. Ben Johnson was dialing up some good stuff. What's going on, bro? How are you?
Yeah, man. It was awesome. Great win on Monday night football. The boys are kind of dragging a little bit today, getting a little bit tired late night. You come home, got all these great fired up emotions, yeah. And you just kind of sit there in the living room, you twiddle your thumbs, you're like, dude, I'm not tired. You end up staying up till 2:30, get 4 hours of sleep. But hey, we're here. Going to be a great show. Cannot believe college football. Week six, time is flying. Dude. It's October. We need to talk to the weatherman, get the weather to cool down a little bit. I'm ready for it. Dude, I'm pumped. College football.
What's it like up there in Detroit? Is it getting any cooler up in Michigan?
No, it is still warm up here. You got your lows are in the 60s and your highs are 75. It's crazy. I've been waiting for it, but it hasn't showed.
What was the vibe like in the facility? You guys are heading to a bye week. Give everybody a little bit peek behind the curtain on what it's like coming off a big win. I think the Lions are 3-1.
Yep.
Early bye week. So what are you guys up to? You coming home? What you doing?
Yeah, great vibes going into the bye week. Nothing better than getting kind of a statement win in Monday night football, heading into the bye. It's great. A lot of guys are getting out of Dodge, kind of hitting that quick refresh and reset before you come back. You know, for us, it's kind of like, hey, we get this short little bit break, and we got a good long stretch until Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's going to be our next kind of break, and so we're kind of ready, getting geared up for that. But vibes were great in the locker room. Guys were happy. Kind of on offense wise, we finally got it going and played for four quarters. Everybody's happy and scored a lot of points.
Yeah, it's key to kind of get into that routine. Like you said, once you get back from the bye week, you're going to be in the thick of the season. You know, for everybody listening in the Southeast, by the time you're hearing this, the Falcons are getting ready to play on a Thursday night against the Bucs. That's their third primetime game in the first 5 weeks on three different networks, on three different nights. After this, they'll get the mini bye week in air quotes, having played on Thursday night. I believe for the next 8 or 9 weeks, they are playing on Sunday afternoon. So it's key to get back into that routine, understand what it takes to kind of gear up for a Sunday. So you guys are in a great spot, 3-1. That was a really fun game last night. Goff went, what, 18 for 18?
18.
For two and caught one?
Threw for two, caught one, set two NFL records, I think, for attempts without an incompletion and something else, kind of along those lines of completion percentage. And I think most passing yards with that many passes without an incompletion, but awesome. He played great. And it's so funny you mentioned about the Falcons primetime games, because on the way home from the facility today, I called good old friend Charlie Warner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He goes, no, I'm just, you just caught me in between meetings. Sorry I missed your first call. I'm like, dude, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You're off today. He goes, no. We play on Thursday Night Football. I said, dude, when have the Falcons had three primetime football games in the first 5 weeks of the season? Never.
So yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you get a new coach and a new quarterback and all those new vibes.
That's it. Sure. It's Kirko Chains and I guess the Netflix show, and here we are.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
The Falcons having primetime football games. Yep.
Yes, they need to win that game on Thursday night. That will be a big one for them. Look, if you had Jared Goff or Amon-Ra St. Brown or David Montgomery on your Prize Picks entry over the weekend, you are a happy person. Everybody was getting into the end zone in that Monday night tilt where Detroit knocked off Seattle. This episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by our awesome partners at Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app immediately. Get on the App Store, get in the Android Store, download the Prize Picks app, and use the promo code PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT. And when you play a $5 lineup, you'll get $50 instantly just for playing. Win or lose, that's a gift from Prize Picks to you via Punt and Pass. Download the Prize Picks app, play a $5 entry, instantly get $50, win or lose. And you know it by now. If you don't, you need to learn. All you have to do when you download the Prize Picks app is project between 2 to 6 players that they will go more or less than their stat projections, and you can win up to 100x your money. It is simply the best. It's the most popular daily fantasy platform in North America, prizepicks.com. Download the Prize Picks app. Tell a family member. Tell a friend. I'm going to dangle a little carrot here. I've got a sweet giveaway that will be happening over the next few weeks if you download the Prize Picks app and use the promo code PUNT. So keep it locked in right here. Shout out Prize Picks. All right, let's jump into 3 and out. Again, this is a Tuesday recording of Punt and Pass. My man Jake Fromm's going on a bye week. I'm not going to hold him hostage for the Punt and Pass podcast. I'll be on social media. I'll be sending out some videos, keeping you locked in, getting you ready for this weekend in college football. We have a bunch to talk about. There is a ton to talk about. We addressed the fallout of the Alabama-Georgia game on Monday's episode. We're going to touch a little bit more on that in third down. But on first down, I need to bring up something that really made the rounds late last week, and we just haven't had an opportunity, Jake, to discuss it yet. But founder El Presidente Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports was on the Barstool Pick'em podcast, one that I listen to weekly. Always a fun listen. I usually listen to it on Thursdays after I hear Punt and Pass, of course. But he is a Michigan alum, a Michigan grad. He was at the Texas-Michigan game, and then Michigan beats USC, but the quarterback position for the Wolverines, the defending champions, Jake, I mean, it is a conundrum. I think the past 2 weeks against USC, and then I forget who they played this past weekend, Minnesota.
Minnesota, yep.
They've had 188 combined passing yards, and they've won both of those games. That's tough to do. Dave Portnoy, with his bankroll, with his passion for Michigan, went on the Barstool Pick'em podcast, and he said he has a solution to fix this problem in the upcoming years. Listen to this.
Michigan. I will be the quarterback guy. You just say, Dave, you go. I'll talk to Sean. Who do you guys want? Who's in there? Give me a group. I'll go get them. I will sign them million, 2 million, whatever it is.
What's the top?
3 million.
What if I mean, are some of them going for more? Wasn't the Nico kid like
fine? But I can get a quarterback. We don't have a quarterback. If I don't get the number one,
three though, you can be in the stretch.
Yeah, but you don't want to. I'm wondering, like, is Dave? Are you? How are you running this? Are you? I want to get a quarterback, or I'm like George Steinbrenner. I will spend any amount of dollars.
No, I'm gonna get us a top 10 quarterback in the portal coming out every year. Top 10 quarterback.
A freshman or a reporter.
Okay, I'm interested in maybe doing this for the Badgers too.
And then
I think that we might.
And then, well, here's
You know what, I'm in.
Well, here's a little bit of the issue.
Okay,
you'll have to find something else because they're doing a weekly spot on Pardon My Take. My guy, not your guy. My guy. That's already been taken.
So, funny enough, Dave Portnoy obviously have the means. He wants to support Michigan. Dan Katz, Big Cat, he's hearing it as well. He's kind of spinning it up in his brain. He's like, hell, I'll do it too. I'll do it for Wisconsin. That's his school. He has the means as well. Those guys, OG Barstool guys, and of course, if you've been following their story, they've made boatloads of money. But the interesting point here, Jake, is when Portnoy says, here's the deal, he will be doing a weekly hit on Part of My Take, all of a sudden, the transaction becomes 100% legal. This is absolutely stone cold, allowed to happen if Dave Portnoy chooses to do so. So it is crazy. Portnoy, obviously a massive personality in media and sports, in society, I guess you could say, especially among guys 18 to 35, you could call it. But when he went into a little bit more detail and said, I'll pay him whatever he wants. All he has to do is a weekly hit on a podcast, clean the hands up, paper up a contract. This can happen. I found it to be very interesting. I don't know if it got picked up big time, but look, if you're a high school recruit, make a couple of phone calls. Make a couple of calls, get your affairs in order and say, I'm interested in Michigan. I'm a top-tier guy, or I'm a top-tier portal guy. Pay me my money. This could happen. It would be fascinating.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, this is kind of the essence of what NIL to me was supposed to be. Fans who love their school, have the passion, have the obsession with it, and want to see their school, their university have a lot of success on the football field. You get business owners, small, medium, and large,
very large,
to be able to have the means to go and do that, and that's kind of what it is, and it's perfect because he's offering Michigan a good quarterback, the quarterback an opportunity to make some money, and then also he gets his kickback as well. Hey man, come be my podcast. I wonder if he could probably use that as an expense, and all that. That's kind of getting down in the weeds. But you know, for him, it's a write off there at that point. But anyway, but to me, this is kind of what it's about, and I don't mind it at all one bit. I think it's great for Michigan, and want to see kind of more teams maybe get on board with this, because to me this is the idea of NIL that I want to see.
Yeah, it's great because he's like, Sharon, call me Sharon, whatever the guy's name is, the head coach is Sharon Moore. I always call him Sharon Moore, the head coach of Michigan football. He's like, call me, tell me who you want. Michigan people, call me and tell me who you want. I will go get them and deliver the goods for you. We will get a quarterback. We will not have to deal with 188 combined passing yards in the Big Ten, because you just can't live and die by those kind of statistics, especially when you see like what a guy like Jalen Milroe can do, right? What a guy like, we'll even say Shedeur Sanders can do. Elevate your entire football program. I found it to be fascinating. I love that he doubled down and said, my guy's going on Pardon My Take, not your guy. I own this company. He's going to get the primetime spot. But even if he just showed up once on Pardon My Take, even if he did one tweet or one Instagram post that said, I love Barstool Sports, that is a quid pro quo. There is no such thing as fair market value. Whatever the NCAA has been trying to figure out, trying to regulate, there is no such thing as fair market value. Fair market value is simply whatever somebody is willing to pay you. And if you do something in return for that payment, jump on a podcast, you're good to go. I commend Dave Portnoy for this. I hope he does do it. I hope he gets a massive transfer. I hope he gets the top quarterback coming out of school, five-star, to flip his commitment. It would throw college football into a tailspin. And again, it would be totally legal. It'd be very fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I can't wait to see who he pulls, if he actually means what he says,
Come on.
He kind of puts his money where his mouth is. And quickly Michigan becomes a contender again because they're obviously missing that piece on the football field right now.
So we talked about Matthew Sluka at UNLV. This is just a quick aside. Last week, the quarterback who quit on his team midseason said, "I was verbally agreed to a $100,000 payment. I only got $3,000 of it. I'm done." Circa Sports, a gigantic sports book out in Las Vegas. Circa has their own hotel casino. There's a couple of other that the owner of Circa owns as well. He came out, the guy lives in Vegas. He's like, "I'll pay you $100,000 right now. Get back in the game." And UNLV came out and said, "Nope, we're done dealing with Sluka." So highly interesting developments in the NIL landscape. But again, we'll put a bow on first down with this. I hope Dave Portnoy does it. I hope he gets a big time talent. That would be fantastic. All right, let's jump into second down. It's the Deep South's oldest rivalry this weekend. Are you going to the game? You going to be in town? What are you doing?
You know, man, this is trying to figure out what we're going to do. I got a lot of things in my head that I'd like to do. Don't know all the specifics. Got to put ink to paper a little bit here this afternoon with the wife. And
no verbal agreements. Put it on paper. Sign it, okay?
That's it. 100%. I'm going to learn my lesson. That's what we're going to do.
Learn your lesson. Well, yeah, it should be a great weekend in Athens. Auburn coming to Athens, Deep South's oldest rivalry. And my question to you on second down, Jake, is there any cause for concern for the Georgia Bulldogs? A highly emotional tilt a week ago on the road at Alabama, the valiant comeback effort, they fall short. Now Hugh Freeze comes to town. And when you look at the statistics of Hugh Freeze against Kirby Smart in the past, he has presented some issues, not only as the head coach at Ole Miss in Kirby's first year when Ole Miss ran all over Georgia and scored 45 points and blew out the Bulldogs, but when he was offensive coordinator and head coach at Ole Miss against Kirby Smart when he was a defensive coordinator at Alabama. And then last year, Hugh's first season at Auburn, 27-20, Dogs win, Brock Bowers took over. I don't know. What are we thinking here? Is there a chance that there could be a little bit of a hangover situation for Georgia? And is there a chance that Hugh Freeze could scheme some stuff up to keep this game close?
I think all the things are adding up to give you a cause for concern, but I am not concerned at all.
Okay.
One bit. I think the way the guys responded in the second half, the bad blood from last year of cutting it way too close against a team way less talented than them. It's at home. It's 3:30. Just getting back in the home crowd.
First SEC home game.
Yeah, first SEC home game. Like this is just kind of gearing up to be something big and a real big statement win that these guys are needing this football season. So nothing is more important to these guys this week and then going and getting this win. I think they lock in and get it done.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's going to be a tough battle. Always is when you face up against Auburn. Kirby has been dominant against the Auburn Tigers throughout his tenure as the head coach of Georgia. This game was tied last year, 20-20 with less than 3 minutes left. Georgia was able to put together a 7-play, 75-yard drive. They burned 3.5 minutes off the clock. Brock Bowers scored that crazy 40-yard touchdown pass from Carson Beck to put the Dogs up 27-20 with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left. Peyton Thorne was the quarterback last year. I would be way more concerned if Auburn had a quarterback. They don't have 100%. A quarterback, and they keep turning the ball over. Talk to us about, you know, I would liken it to, and of course I wasn't a quarterback, I was a punter. It's like getting the yips on the golf course. It's like when you tell yourself, don't miss it left, you're going to miss it left. Don't slice it, and then you slice it. Don't shank it, and then you shank it. These turnovers are chronic for the Auburn Tigers. It cost them another game a week ago. Hugh Freeze has essentially thrown his hands up in the air. He's calling these kids out in the press conferences after the game. How do you clean that up as a quarterback? It's not like the balls are just getting ripped out of the hands of these guys. That's got to be a mentally tough challenge to be like, okay, we're going up against Georgia. Let's try to not turn the ball over so we can stay in this game.
Yeah, I've always loved the mental gymnastics of, hey, I'm not going to tell myself don't turn it over or don't throw an interception. I'm going to say, hey, protect the ball, make good throws, make good decisions. So I always like the positive mental kind of gymnastics in my head. Because like you said, hey, don't miss this putt or don't slice it. What are you going to do? You're going to do exactly what you're telling your mind not to do. But they got some issues though. Auburn is up there in the top of the country of turning the ball over, especially this season. They've done it a lot under Hugh Freeze. So any kind of schematics that Hugh does real well against Kirby and Kirby Smart coach defense, I'm not worried because eventually they're going to move the ball down the field and turn the ball over. I mean, this is just something that's just showing up time and time again. And I think the defense is just going to be hungry for it. They're going to know it. And something too that happens in meetings and it happens throughout the week when you play a team, when you get that scouting report, hey, this team, this quarterback will turn the ball over. He'll throw interceptions. It just turns the defense's antennas up, and they know the ball is there for the taking.
Yeah, and blood and in the water.
They just know it's there, and they cannot wait to get their opportunity, to get their pick, to get their fumble, to get their fumble recovery, and they're just geared up and ready to roll.
All right, so I just looked it up, and I had to go to the last page.
Ooh, yeah, I already know where you're going with
this. Yeah. At NCAA.com. In 131st place in turnover margin, out of 133 FBS football teams, Auburn, 6 fumbles lost, 9 interceptions. That is a total of 15 lost turnovers. They've only gained 4, doing the math there, minus 11 in the turnover ratio through 5 football games. That is a perfect recipe on how to lose week in and week out. 6 lost fumbles, 9 interceptions through 5 games, Jake Fromm. You said it. It's like the defense for Georgia is going to be ball hunting, blood in the water. They know that they can pounce, but I will say this. Peyton Thorne last year, 12 carries for 92 yards on the ground. Okay. So he was able to get outside the pocket, kind of gash Georgia's defense, extend drives. And as we all know, as evidenced by last weekend, a mobile quarterback is certainly the kryptonite to Georgia's defense. So will it be Hank Brown? Will it be Peyton Thorne? Will it be a little bit of both? I don't know, but you better believe Hugh Freeze is going to cook up whatever he can to keep this game close. Look, the atmosphere will be great. It's the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Should they be concerned? Should they not? You know, you're going up against a team that's second to dead last in the NCAA in turnover margin. Go get some turnovers, squash it early, get that Bama taste out of your mouth, move on towards the rest of the season.
Yeah, let me just tell you how important Kirby thinks the turnover margin is. Okay. Every week when we'd come into team meeting to get geared up to play the next opponent, to get the scouting report, he would show up. Hey, this is how everybody did in the turnover battle this week when they played each other, and this is if they won or lost. Now, obviously, you would have a few outliers here and there, but 95 to 99% of the time, if you won the turnover battle, you won the game. Kirby believes in it. Oh, and let me tell you, this 100%. Is going to be all over the facility, all over the building, all over the walls, and the guys will know it's there, and they will know it's there for the taking.
Yeah, and I would assume that with that reminder, it'll be shown that they turned the ball over 4 times a week ago, and you were getting absolutely boat raced by Alabama until you fixed things in the second half, took care of the football, and then were able to work your way back. So turnovers are everything. I say it week in and week out. It might be the lamest, most cliche thing. Third down, turnover ratio, run the football. I mean, like, that is winning football. It's tried and true. So there you go. Will the dogs, should the dogs be concerned? No. No, we'll break that game down in a little bit when we go inside the 5. All right, let's go to third down here. I do want to get a little bit more reaction on the Georgia-Alabama fallout. Put up a post on social media yesterday because the conversation, Jake, on social media devolved into, and we touched on this briefly, can Kirby ever beat Alabama? Will Georgia ever overcome the Alabama beast? Peter Burns, SEC Network, he said if Georgia would have come back and won this game, the narrative would have been so much different. Georgia would have slayed the Alabama beast. And I said on Instagram, go check it out, at Drew Butler, I said, forgive me for thinking this, but Georgia slayed that beast. They beat Alabama for a national championship. They beat Alabama. They beat Nick Saban. They won a title. Georgia has 2 national championships in the last 2 years. Alabama has none. So 2 natties in the last 3 years, one of them being up against Alabama. Alabama does not have a national championship in the last 3 years. Yes, I know the record. Yes, I know Kirby's 1-6. against Alabama. But that one win literally leaves me unbothered. I said it in 2021 when they won that game. I am unbothered. You just slayed the beast. That's why it was so much better than when LSU beat Alabama to overcome Nick Saban. That's why it was so much better than when Tennessee beat Alabama at home with that last second field goal, because it was for a national championship. And here's the funniest thing, Jake. Alabama fans are crying in my mentions. 1-6, 1-6. But they're selectively choosing not to recognize that the one was the biggest of all. So am I wrong? Am I like a soy boy for thinking that way? Is that a loser mentality? Yes, I know. Guys are like, until you're 6-6 against Bama, I don't want to talk. I'm like, okay, well, that's just ridiculous. So play devil's advocate. Tell me I'm an idiot. I'm unbothered.
I think it just comes down to, hey, what are we arguing about? And I agree 100%. Like, if we're talking about you can't get over the hump, you can't do it, well, 100% to your credit, it happened at the biggest stage for the biggest reason and at just a peak time and pivotal moment in Coach Kirby Smart's coaching career, coaching arc, whatever you want to call it. Like, that was the time to get it done, and he did. So they've done it. They've slayed that dragon, so to speak. And hey, do we all want to see wins? Absolutely. Alabama's a good football team. Give them their credit.
Yes.
But to you and your credit, yes, it has been done. And just, hey, just need more opportunities.
And these Bammer fans are like, well, we beat you for a national championship. I'm like, exactly. And that's why Georgia's win is that much sweeter. You were able to avenge that horrible loss. You were able to avenge those SEC championship losses. You slayed the dragon in the biggest moment possible, the last game of the season, to hoist a trophy against the greatest coach in the history of college football. That's why I'm unbothered. So slaying the beast means killing. Yeah, let's just kill the entire football program. Like, I don't know what I'm arguing. I'm not taking anything away from Alabama, okay? I'm not saying they didn't deserve to win on Saturday night. I'm not saying they haven't dominated Georgia in the last seven matchups. But that one means everything. It really does. So, again, I don't know if I'm wrong in thinking that. I was trying to think of comparisons. Some guy, an NFL agent, was tweeting at me. He never DM'd me. I wanted to get him on here so I could argue with him about it. He was like, before Kirby lays his head to bed, he sees ghosts of Alabama. I go, are the ghosts in between the two national championship trophies? I'm confused at that sentiment. It's just not true. So what are we arguing about? I have no idea. What I'm saying is simply this. That one victory leaves me unbothered. We'll see you again when we see you. Alabama's a great team. They got tons of talent. The only one I could even really consider thinking of, which again is ridiculous, is like you saying Tom Brady sees ghosts of Eli Manning in his sleep. Look, Eli beat Tom for two Super Bowls. Tom has six Super Bowl rings. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one I could think of, Jake. And that's kind of where I leave it.
I think it's a good place to leave it there. Personally, I'm unbothered by it, man. I don't care. You know, the entire world is what have you done for me lately? And yes, you just lost recently, but hey, man, when you have to appreciate the good times when you got them. They won, they did it. Move on and on to the next one.
That's again, great regular season victory. I mean, hats off to you. An unbelievable game. One of the greatest of all time. We played you the Paul Feinbaum clip on Monday's episode. These statistics just came in. Georgia-Alabama telecast averaged 12 million viewers on Saturday night. It peaked at 14.1 million viewers, Jake. That makes it the most watched primetime regular season game in 7 years. I was there. It was crazy. And you and I talked about what was Kirby Smart's pep talk at halftime. What was the overall sentiment after the game? And some videos came out Monday of the locker room and Kirby Smart's message to his team. Our producer Spencer is going to play this right now. I found it to be kind of refreshing after such a tough battle.
I have never in my life been more proud of guys competing for 60 minutes of the game over and over and over and over. We said in the second half, we got to win more moments than them. One moment short. But I want every one of you to think about how you feel right now. Think about how you feel right now, okay? Right now, how you feel. Because how you respond to this tells me everything about who you are. But you know what? We better get better. Team on three. I love every one of you, man. You're fighters. You're fighters. Team on three. Team on three. One, two, three.
Team.
Jake, I'm guessing you've heard one or two of those, I don't know, post-game talks. And I think it's right on point because if they would have laid down in the second half, it would have been a totally different feeling. I think Coach Kirby Smart has every right to say, I'm proud of you guys. It was not the result we wanted. We dug ourselves a massive hole, but we fought back. And let's see how the chips fall throughout the rest of the season.
I mean, to me, this is Kirby's superpower. His messaging is 99 times out of 100 just spot on. He kind of gave you everything you needed. As a player, he was kind of helpful in a way, but he also told you what you needed to hear, and he gave you a way to respond, right? And he gave me a challenge. He gave me a call to action, like, hey, man, we just got our tail kicked. We were right there. Made me feel good about it, but also we need to get better. And, hey, I got my call to action is, hey, I better go respond next week because we got a lot better to get. So, man, he just gave me everything I needed. He was real with me. He shot it to me straight. And I think the guys see that. They respect it. They love to it. And obviously you can tell, man, they play for this guy really, really hard, as we did, as I did. And he just to me, that's just his superpower. It's what I love about it.
Yeah, he's a great communicator. There's no doubt about it. And I feel like at any level of football, Jake, and I would hope that you'd agree with me, tell me if you disagree, the biggest thing, the biggest advantage that a player can have with a coach in their relationship is just deal with me in black and white. Don't give me any gray area. Don't tell me, hey, things are okay when they're not. Don't tell me, hey, you know, I got your back when you don't. Shoot it straight. And I think players respond to that so much better when they understand where they stand within the program. Mike Tomlin would say it all the time when I was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He would say, I do not deal in the gray area. I only deal in black and white. And I tell you what, man, like in the season, when guys were competing for playing time, he would put their pictures up on a Monday morning team meeting and say, we're watching these two guys throughout practice this week. Whoever has the better week of practice is going to be an active roster guy on Sunday. Like he would make it clear to everybody. And what that does is it level sets expectations. It puts everything out there. You know where you stand. And I feel like Kirby Smart does that, at least in clips like that, that you see at a very high level. And it's probably one of the main reasons why a lot of guys play so hard for him.
Yeah, 100%. A foundational piece of his program is competition and competing. And he just gets the best out of everybody. Guys are making each other better. And to what you said, 100% from all the players, all the teammates I've ever had, man, we just want it real. We just want it honest. And we want to be talked to straight up. Like, don't lie to me. Don't tell me I'm doing great when I'm not. And don't tell me I'm doing bad when I'm not. Man, we just want to know where we stand so we can know what to do and how to be, you know, how to be coached better and how to play better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll see how the dogs respond, but good clips there from inside the locker room post game of that crazy Alabama Georgia game. Tell me if you think I'm wrong with the one win being the most consequential victory in the history of Georgia football against Alabama and the greatest coach of all time, Nick Saban, for a national championship. Hashtag unbothered. That's where I stand. We'll see if the Dogs and Tide play once again. All right, I want to give one more shout out to Prize Picks. We're recording this early. I don't have a Prize Picks entry for you right now. I will have it on my social media later on this week. Head on over to @DrewButler on Twitter and Instagram. My entry will be up there. I have a really good feeling about this weekend. The board's not completely set yet. I'm going to dive in deep, do a lot of research. You need to download the Prize Picks app right now. Use the promo code PUNT when you sign up, P-U-N-T, PUNT, when you sign up. And when you play a $5 entry, you will instantly get $50, win or lose. I don't know how much more clear I can be. Prize Picks via Punt and Pass is giving you $50 when you play your first $5 entry using the promo code PUNT. Win or lose, you get $50 instantly. All you have to do is pick more or less then a stat projection on 2 to 6 players and watch the winnings roll in. You can do cross-sport entries. It is simply the best daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Shout out to Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the promo code PUNT. Check out my social media later on in the week at Drew Butler. The week six prize pick entry will hit. I can guarantee you. And when you're listening to this, get in there now because the board will be chock full of tons of entry options for Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Amazon Prime. So download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PUNT. All right, before we go inside the five, what do you want to talk about, Jake? I'm going to give you a quick opportunity here. Do you want to touch on the Miami Virginia Tech catch, no catch from last Friday night? Maybe that's a little bit gone. Or should we show some memes of the week out of Cal? Because College Game Day, heading out to Berkeley, number 8 Miami at Cal Berkeley. The Calgarithm is going once again. I've pulled some really good ones. Where do you want to go?
I want the Cal memes, Coach.
All right. Look, we talked about it like for 2 seconds on Monday. Was it a catch? Was it not a catch? I was shocked they called it a catch. I wasn't even surprised when they said it wasn't a catch. Whatever. Miami won. Did Virginia Tech get robbed? I guess. Who knows? What's more important is what's happening with Cal Twitter. Okay. They have made such a niche, a subset of social media for themselves that has gone, I would think, semi-viral around the college football landscape. And they made so much noise that College Game Day recognized it. College Game Day heading out to Berkeley for Game Day this weekend. They're playing Miami. Yes, the U. Spencer, just start throwing these up. We'll talk through them. Obviously, you know, communist
nice. Projects.
You got to love it. So Cal Berkeley, self-aware humor, calling themselves communist, calling themselves woke, way out there, fringe left thinking at Cal Berkeley, going up against right here.
Oh, man.
YouTube page. They've got the Cal guys dressed up in some communist football jerseys going up against some prisoners. Yes, the convicts of Miami. Thought that was great. The next one shows peace and love, peace and love. I don't know what the paraphernalia there is on the College Game Day set. But Cal Bear's got a nice little tie-dye shirt on. It seems like he's made peace with the Ibis, the Hurricane mascot for Miami. Peace and love out on the West Coast. All things are good. And then maybe my favorite one could be this last one. Yes, a Cal Bear bringing a peace offering of booger sugar to the Miami Hurricanes mascot. So they know Miami's coming. Is there one more, Spencer? I don't know if there is or not. Yes, there is. Woke versus Coke. And the Miami Hurricane mascot holding a bag of cocaine. They're on the field there in Berkeley. Peace signs galore. I like the denim shorts that the Cal Bear is wearing. He's got the woke tie-dye shirt on. The Miami Hurricanes mascot has the Coke basketball jersey on. So very funny. You're getting two vastly different fan bases colluding into Cal Berkeley this weekend. I can't wait for the signs. I'll be tuned in on Saturday morning. Bring it, Cal fans. Hashtag Cal Twitter, the Calgarithm. I love it. I absolutely cannot get enough of it. The creativity using AI to have self-deprecating humor to talk trash to your opponents in college football. It's awesome. That is what 2024 is all about.
I feel like Elon Musk would be proud, right? He's got a sense of humor. He enjoys those kind of things, especially using AI for that. I couldn't imagine him not being proud or him not having a laugh about that, right?
Yes.
Got to, right?
Technology's made for, right? Make us laugh. Let's have some fun.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba. Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
All right, let's go inside the five. Deep South's oldest rivalry. We will kick things off with the 3:30 p.m. Eastern game on ABC. Auburn at number five, Georgia. Georgia, a massive 24-point favorite. The total here is 53.5 points. Jake Fromm, what are you thinking?
Look, Kirby said it in his post-game talk, whatever you want to call it, to the team after the game. Everything I need to know about you is going to be how you respond. That's why I think the margin for this is the line is set so big here.
Yeah,
because people are expecting it. To me, it's a big number, and the people are expecting these guys to respond well. Plus the turnover margin and battle, plus the bad blood from last year. Plus you're playing at home.
Yeah.
Plus you got a bad taste in your mouth from last week, and you just kind of end up firing on all cylinders there in the second half. I'm geared up for a big one here.
So you're going to lay the 24 points with the Dogs. 100%. You think they win big. And look, it's going to be all about that response. I am most interested to see how Carson Beck responds. I mean, he's got to go out there, have a highly efficient game, not turn the ball over, get off to a good start, high percentage throws early. How about this? Start with the run game. Like, sorry, fans, develop the run game. It opens up everything. That's how football works. So I hope Carson and the offense has that opportunity, break out the play action, then start taking some shots deep. Hey, Arian Smith, get the check, catch the ball, help everybody out. Here's the thing, though. That number, 24, that's like no man's land during Kirby Smart's era as the Georgia head coach. It's like under 17, they cover at a high clip, over 17 against those lesser opponents, like even the mid-majors. Kirby just doesn't cover those big numbers. Again, 24, you have to have an almost perfect game. Right. Vegas is counting on Auburn to turn the ball over. Vegas is counting on Georgia to respond in a big way. Vegas is counting on Auburn to essentially lay down. Like that's what has to happen. 24 is a big number in conference. Georgia's going to win the game. There's no doubt. I think they will look much better than they did a week ago, but I'll take the 24 points. Cause I mean, 41 to 20, right? 41 to 13 late, and Auburn scores late. That's a cover on Auburn, right? So I just think 41-20, like around there, too many points. Give me 24 with Auburn.
Hey, the last thing I do want to say, thought propped in my head, nobody responds better than Kirby to what they didn't do well last year and last week. So we talked about last year, Peyton Thorne being able to get out and have and be able to use his legs on the perimeter. It also happened a little bit last week. Let me tell you, that is a point of emphasis that is getting fixed this week. I highly doubt we see anything like that this weekend in this game. So that's another reason I am taking it.
Yeah. You know, look, we're going to be locked into that game. It's all about how you respond. Kirby Smart's totally right. So we're on the opposite side there. How about this one? A great matchup at noon on ABC. Number 9, Missouri heading to College Station to take on the 25th ranked Texas A&M Aggies. A&M, a 2-point home favorite. This total is at 48.5 points. This is Missouri's first road game of the season, Jake. They're coming off a bye.
Yeah, coming off a bye. I was kind of talking to you before, like, hey, what's Missouri's deal? Where have they been? They've squeaked by Vanderbilt and Boston College, and they were highly ranked early in the year, had big aspirations, and haven't been playing their best ball. I think they're trying to figure out their identity and where they want to go as a football team, and no other and better place to go and check it than at College Station. No so doubt. we're gonna figure out a lot about this Missouri football team. Hey, I'm gonna take Missouri. If you go ahead and spot me 2 points, I'll take it. So I like Missouri here. They're coming off a bye, and I think they'll have a good plan juiced up.
Yeah, this one doesn't pass the smell test for me. Missouri is an undefeated top 10 ranked team going on the road playing the 25th ranked team, and they're an underdog. Why? I don't know. Luther Burden, like, I'm waiting for him to take over a football game. Brady Cook just kind of been lackluster in the coaching matchup here. Mike Elko with his defensive background, Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri with his offensive background. Top 10 teams listed as underdogs versus teams outside the top 10 are 8-11 against the spread since 2021. And Texas A&M played Arkansas a week ago in Arlington in Jerry's World, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Get this, Trent. Teams coming off a neutral site game have won over 60% of their next games. That number jumps up to 80% when they play a home game. So a huge edge here on that trend for Texas A&M. Marcel Reed, Texas A&M quarterback, a dual threat capability type guy. So I'll lay the 2 points with A&M. There you go. Nice. We're on opposite sides there, big dog.
Hey, we'll see. I can't wait. I can't wait to be texting you on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You'll be locked in with a little home action on a bye week.
That's it, man. It's gonna be a lazy Saturday morning unless I go to the game.
There you go. All right. Game three. How will Ole Miss respond? 12th ranked Ole Miss heading to Columbia to take on South Carolina. 3:30 p.m. kick. This one's over on ESPN. Ole Miss is a 9-point favorite. The total, 52.5 points. This is tough, man, because South Carolina played LSU really tough at home. I believe South Carolina is coming off a bye as well.
South Carolina should have beaten LSU, got, you know, screwed up by the refs there, tore up Kentucky, who just beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss on the road. Dude, I'm going to take it. Ole Miss. I don't know why, but I got like
they
this,
get right?
I got this soft spot in my heart for Ole Miss, and I don't know why. Doesn't make any sense. I just, man, when I went on my recruiting visit there, I loved it. Thought it was awesome. I just like it.
I think it's a get right game for Ole Miss.
I think it's a get right. I think Kiffin's focusing up, dialed in. No more get ready with me's. Let's cut that out. And yeah, let's go win a football game. So Jackson Dart obviously didn't have his best game. They weren't really clicking on offense. And a lot of credit, too, to Kentucky's defense and Stoops for putting together a good plan. But for them, with the schedule and the way the SEC is right now, there's no more screw-ups. Like they have to be locked in. Knowing they're going to drop another game later in the year, this cannot be a screw up, and they have to go take care of business.
Yeah, you got to get locked in. Again, South Carolina coming off a bye. This one's at home. They play Alabama next week. South Carolina does. They go to Alabama next week. So is it a look ahead spot? South Carolina has their backs up against the wall as well. The fans will be a huge factor. I don't know. Does Ole Miss have the leadership on the field to come together and respond after a loss on the road, second straight road game? Give me 9 points with South Carolina. I think they keep it close.
Dang.
All right, Tennessee at Arkansas. Fourth-ranked Tennessee heads to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas. This game's at 7:30 p.m. on ABC. It's your primetime game. Tennessee, a 13.5-point road favorite. This total, 59.5 points.
Man, Arkansas lost a tough game last week to Texas A&M. Started off hot and then kind of fizzled out later in the game as it went. Tennessee, man. Well, as we were talking about Georgia and how good can they be, where are they going from here? Man, I saw Tennessee just kind of show up on the computer. I'm like, dude, I'm actually concerned about that matchup.
Yeah.
I really am. They're dang good. They have their defense is highly underrated, man. Their D line, their front seven are some good football players, man. They are nasty. I got Tennessee here to cover. I am concerned, man. I think Tennessee's a good football team moving forward, and I think the more the Tennessee quarterback, I don't want to butcher the name. I don't even want to say it.
Nico
Aliamaliava.
There you
go.
The
more that he can play and get some experience, the better he's going
to
get.
Yeah, look, I was kind of suspicious as to why this number was less than 2 touchdowns, so I text my Tennessee sharp, Tony Morelli, and he's like, look, conference, road game, at night, that's number one. But two, the public perception, I guess, is still hanging in the balance on Nico Iamaleava. I think this kid's a stud. I love how Josh Heupel schemes up offense. They play with a ton of pace. Less than 2 touchdowns with that Tennessee defense, I don't think people are giving enough credit to Tennessee's defense. They are good. They force turnovers. They got tons of depth on the defensive line. I think they'll be able to keep Talon Green, the dual threat quarterback for Arkansas, in check. This one could get ugly. I'll lay 13.5 with Tennessee as well. And the last game, you know exactly where I'm going. It's the College Game Day game. The 8th-ranked Miami Hurricanes heading out to Cal Berkeley to take on the California Golden Bears. This is your nightcap, 10:30 p.m. on ESPN. Miami is a 10-point favorite. The total is 54.5. Here is my official analysis of this game. The Calgarithm reigns. Give me 10 points with the Cal Bears.
Wow.
Got to do it. Love it.
Wow. That is
for that reason alone, for their social media prowess, I'm taking the 10 points.
You know, and for that reason, I'm out. Give me Miami. They cover the 10 points. They're going to go take care of business. I think they have an experience.
That is a hike. Miami to Bay Area. Woo.
That is. That is
a Europe faster than that.
Hey, the NFL, we do that all the time, man. That's just a walk in the park for us. No big deal. Seattle came to us here in Detroit, Michigan on Monday Night Football. Think about what time they got back home last night.
Oh,
brutal. Absolutely brutal. Give me Cam Ward. Give me an experienced quarterback who just got an unbelievable win last week. Hey, they're feeling good about themselves. Miami all Hurricanes, right, baby. Show me the U.
There you go. That does it for this week 6 preview on Punt and Pass. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake, puntandpass.com. And again, thank you so much to Prize Picks, our presenting sponsor for every Thursday episode of Punt and Pass throughout the entire season. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PUNT. And when you do, play a $5 entry, instantly get $50, win or lose. It could not be easier. You get into the app, you choose 2 to 6 players, predict if they will go more or less than their stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. You can win up to 100 times your money. Where else are you going to do that? Nowhere. Prize Picks is the best daily fantasy sports platform in the country. Download it today. Tell a family member, tell a friend, get everybody around you to sign up. If you're on the train right now or the airplane, tell them PUNT. $50. You want $50? Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. So thanks so much to Prize Picks. Jake Fromm, anything on the way out, my man?
No, man. I'm good. Got to get to kind of all the travel plans ready. Man, I'd love to get in the deer stand and maybe play a little round of golf. So
is deer season here?
Deer season is here. Bow season is in. That came mid-September. Rifle season is going to be around that third weekend of October. Don't have the specific dates, but I'm up here in Michigan, so doesn't really apply to me right now.
Yeah.
Not too many big
bucks walking around Birmingham, Michigan.
No, dude, actually, you would be surprised. There are a lot of big deer in the city,
really? City
here in Detroit. Man, they got a dude, there was 20 turkeys in downtown Birmingham here when we rode through last week. So they have plenty of wildlife up here. So I don't know. Why am I coming home then? I don't know. I'm talking myself out of it.
I saw a little twinkle in your eye there when you started talking about getting up in that deer stand with that bow in your hand. So keep us updated. We'll check in with you on Monday's episode, okay? We'll get a little report as to how your bye weekend went. And if you got some, can you eat them or no? You got to, what do you do with them?
I can do whatever I want. Of course, the intent is there to eat them for sure, man. Deer jerky,
yeah.
Little grilled back straps, deer sausage.
Oh, yeah, dude.
hamburger meat. You can kind of use it for anything. Deer burgers.
Deer jerky? Deer jerky, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
I can do it, Coach. Right,
well, hey, I appreciate you. Enjoy your bye week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen and on YouTube. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
We out.